हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ सहनावतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। As is said in this Kathopanishad, we're about to complete, almost we completed the first chapter, having three sections called three vallis. We are in the last verse of the Tritiya Valli of Prathamodhyaya. So we understood from the 16th mantra, ब्रह्मलोके महीयते मेधावी, मीन्स मेधावी ब्रह्मणि महीयते। ब्रह्मणि महीयते मीन्स वॉट? मेधावी ब्रह्मणि प्रलीयते, ही कॉग्निटिवली रिजॉल्व्स हिज आइडेंटिटी इन ब्रह्म एंड ही सीज हिज स्वरूपम बीइंग ब्रह्म विदाउट एनी डाउट, with the proper objectivity towards his body, mind, and his complex, in spite of interacting in this world, accepting the perceptual duality, in spite of being under the body, mind, and his complex, still cognitively he can take ownership of the abstract reality consciousness as the Swarupam. He can see himself being Brahma, his own Swarupam being Brahma. Therefore, he is a wise person, is Brahma itself, himself Brahma. Thereby, he revels in the vision of fullness. He has the luxury of reveling in the vision of fullness, in whose vision all that is, there is only Brahma. This non-dual, secondless reality. And this he has as a person of listening to the teaching and also as a person of imparting the teaching. Therefore, Upanishad means the person who listens to the teaching continuously, having the vision, revels in the truth, and also the person who, of course, he imparts the teaching also revels in the truth. And his teaching is really glorified as Sanatanam. Sanatanam, timeless Shastram, timeless wisdom. Because for this teaching, Veda Shastram, the timeless Shastram, is the Pramana Grantaha. Veda is timeless Shastram. And the knowledge gained through this Pramanam, authentic source of means of knowledge, Veda also is Sanatanam. Sanatanam means ever applicable, ever useful for people of all times, of all places and all cultures. And it is imperishable, well, wisdom, imperishable knowledge, because about the fact, it's about the truth. It's about timeless reality, eternal reality. The words, it is Sanatanam, the knowledge itself is timeless. Okay, we have seen the Bhashyam also. Now we move on to the next mantra, concluding mantra, 17th mantra. Yaimam paramam guhyam shravayet brahma samsadi. Yaimam paramam guhyam paramam guhyam shravayet brahma samsadi. Prayata shraddha kaleva tadanantyaya kalpate. यइमं परमं गुह्यं श्रावयेद् ब्रह्म संसदि प्रयत श्राद्धकालेव तदानन्त्याय कल्पते तदानन्त्याय कल्पत इति தானந்த்யாய கல்பத இதி. சோ ஹியர் யஹா, யஹா மீன்ஸ் ஹூ எவர், எனி பர்சன், இமம் பரமம் குஹ்யம் ஷாவயேத். Whoever shravayati, see, shrunoti listens. Shravayati is a causative verb of shrunoti. Shrunoti listens. Shravayati, making other person listen. Making others listen is what? Shravayati. So, yaha shravayet. So, whoever makes others listen to this. How? Prayataha, with genuine effort. Prayataha, with genuine effort, with the purity. Whoever makes this, makes others listen, by how can he make other people listen? By repeated chanting. What? Imam paramam guhyam. This teaching, or it's not even the teach here, the teaching, the words of mantra containing the teaching. Imam, this paramam guhyam, exalted secret. Now, what is it? Where is exalted secret? The teaching is exalted secret, where the teaching is of the absolute reality. And this teaching contained in the words of the mantras of this first chapter, having three sections. Imam paramam guhyam yaha prayataha shravayet. So whoever reads these mantras, understands these words, and even simply, without understanding or with understanding also, memorizes these words and repeats, thereby makes others listen. Make others listen. These words, mantras, the words of mantras, having the exalted secret, Imam Paramam Guhyam, where Brahma Samsadi, you can't go and shout these mantras in a place where nobody listens to it. Of course, it must be recited, chanted, thereby others can listen and appreciate this. Means it must be recited only in a place where people who know the value of this, at least even do not know the meanings, not know these words, but still, oh, Upanishad means we have great reverence. And otherwise also, people who are given to the disciplined, clean life of dharma, pious people who are strictly given to a life of dharma, are brahmanaha. So Brahma Samsadi, samsad means an assembly. Samsadi, locative case form. Brahmanam, so brahmananam samsadi, or Brahma Samsadi means what? In the assembly of pious, learned, or even people who are high, given to strictly the life of dharma, amidst them, whoever recites repeatedly, thereby makes others listen to this, these mantras, having the exalted, seek the teaching, exalted secret of this teaching, that person, then even that discipline of reciting repeatedly, thereby making others listen, contributes for what? Tat anantyaya kalpate. Anantyaya kalpate. It contributes for the accomplishment of ஆனந்த்யம். ஆனந்த்யம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? எனிதிங் பர்டைனிங் டு, ஓகே, எனிதிங் த விச் டஸ் நாட் ஹாவ் அன் எண்ட் இஸ் வாட் ஆனந்த்யம். ஸோ ஆனந்த்யாய கல்பத்தை மீன்ஸ் இட் கான்ட்ரிபியூட்ஸ் ஃபார் தி அக்காம்ப்ளிஷ்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் தி பெனிஃபிட் ஆஃப் பெனிஃபிட் இன்ஃபினிட் பெனிஃபிட். இட் கான்ட்ரிபியூட்ஸ் ஃபார் தி அக்காம்ப்ளிஷ்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் தி இன்ஃபினிட் பெனிஃபிட். There's no other infinite benefit, benefit than attainment of jnanam, attainment of moksha. Therefore, anantyaya kalpate, it contributes for the accomplishment of the infinite benefit, timeless benefit, endless benefit. So anantyam means endlessness. Ananta is adjective, endless. Anantyam, noun, endlessness. So it contributes for the accomplishment of the benefit which will be of the nature of endlessness, which will be of the nature of infinitude. Anantyaya kalpate. Again, to emphasize the benefit, to emphasize, yes, this benefit is definitely there. Upanishad repeats what a person is going to accomplish. What is this person who repeats this mantra with the purity, with a genuine Shraddha, and especially in the assembly of pious, righteous people, and this recitation itself in due course of time will contribute for the accomplishment of the great benefit which will be of the, which is of the nature of endlessness, infinitude. So infinite benefit he will have. And to emphasize this, atad anantyaya kalpate. So the same teaching, the same sentence is repeated. By repeating this sentence, Upanishad also indicates that the first chapter consisting of three sections becomes completed, concluded. Whenever two sentences are repeated, same sentence is repeated, and then that repetition of the same sentence indicates the conclusion, indicates the ending of the Upanishad, ending of that particular section and also the chapter. Okay, this is a literal meaning. So when does he recite this? Shraddhakale. Especially mentioned, Upanishad itself mentioned Shraddhakale. What is Shraddhakalaha? Time of ancestral worship. Of course, it is Brahma Vidya. Mainly, main teaching is Brahma Vidya. Because Lord Yama teaches, and the student goes all the way to Yamaloka, and there he stays and he listens. Yashwar Jnanam. Maybe that story is also here. You know, whatever it is, Upanishad herself says that Shraddhakale yaha imam paramam guhyam brahma samsadi shravayet tadu anantyaya va kalpate, anantyaya kalpate, tadu anantyaya kalpate iti. Even if he simply repeatedly recites, so he memorizes, he has already memorized, or he still places his mind in reciting these mantras with the focused attention, with knowledge of meaning, with knowledge of the meanings or without knowledge of the meanings also. Thereby he makes others listen to this, and this recitation itself becomes a great discipline. In Duke, he can simply recite. Or, va means or, if he recites consciously, thoughtfully, at the time of Shraddha, ancestral worship, doing the performance of Shraddha ritual, then also this recitation itself, the chanting itself, as a discipline will contribute for the accomplishment of the benefit of infinitude or infinite benefit. This is the literal meaning. Okay, now this is not an ordinary this whole chapter, and we are considering three sections. Have these mantras which actually present the absolute wisdom, and which is of course the secret also, because what is discussed is all about one's own swarupam. That's why it's the secret also. And his exalted secret, in discovering it, a person accomplishes the absolute end. Therefore, Upanishad says, somehow, even if a person does not make efforts to understand, even if he recites these mantras, in due course of time, definitely it will contribute for understanding of the meanings, and it will definitely help him accomplish the absolute end. Okay, let us read the Bhashyam now. Yah kaschid. So yaha is the mantra, the word relative pronoun found in the mantra. And Shankara Bhagavatpada makes it very clear. Yaha means whoever. So yah kaschid. When you say yah kaschid, yaha kaschid, yah kaschid, the meaning becomes very clear. Whoever, not specifically this is this person. Whoever, yah kaschid, whoever, any person, imam means what? Imam is objective case form of I am, isn't it? So, I am, imam, here imam grantham, I am granthaha, this text, imam grantham, objective case form, imam grantham, this text means what? This text consisting of this text, the first chapter, having three sections, all the mantras. Imam grantham, paramam means what? So paramam means exalted, prakrishtam. Prakrishtam, exalted, great, superior. Imam paramam means imam paramam prakrishtam grantham. And also what? Guhyam. Imam paramam guhyam. So imam paramam, imam prakrishtam grantham guhyam. Guhyam means what? Secret. So here gopyam. Guhyam, another word is gopyam. Gopyam also that which has to be preserved and kept with reverence is gopyam. So guhyam, gopyam, shravayet. So when you say secret, secret means not only it is simply hidden and kept, anything which is kept with great reverence, preserved with great reverence. Suppose ordinary plastics, you know, the children, when the children have, play with it, we just put it anywhere. If it is made of gold or some diamond jewelry, etc., people always keep it in a safe place. So the valuables are always preserved and kept with reverence. So here also, this wisdom is also what gopya, which has to be preserved and the secret kept with great reverence. Guhyam, gopyam, shravayet. As I said, shravayet is what? Ling, verb. Isn't it? Shravayeti. Take a simple present tense verb. Shravayeti. Shravayet should be taken as shravayeti. So shravayet means what? Granthataha, arthataha cha. Brahmananam. Granthataha, arthataha cha. Brahmananam samsadi. Brahma samsadi. It's not samsadi, samsadi. those who are following this book, please make a correction. It's not samsadi, samsadi. Sansad, samsadi. Brahma samsadi, brahmananam samsadi. So, granthataha shavayet means what? When a person makes other people listen to the recitation, mere recitation of mantras, means granthataha shavayeti. Arthataha shavayeti. He makes others listen to the unfoldment of the meanings of the mantras also. The two ways of making others listen. You can make others listen to the mere mantras, mere words of the mantras, by repeating the recitation. Or we can make others listen to the meanings of the words, unfoldment of the words. Isn't it? So, arthataha cha granthataha cha yaha shravayet, yaha kaschit shravayet, whoever makes others listen. Where in the assembly of highly righteous people are strictly given to the Vedic way of life. In the assembly of Brahmanas. Brahmananam samsadi, Brahma samsadi. How does he recite? Prayataha. See, the reverence for Veda Shastram must be expressed in his even appearance, his presence. That's why we never recommend people sitting in the bed and all that. Sometimes because online classes, now people want to sit in the bed and re-listen to the Shastram. Isn't it? Because nobody sees me. I can understand some elderly people, I can understand sick people who can understand. They're allowed. Shastram gives sanctions. But who are healthy and healthy, when you study Shastram, is get up in the morning, go have shower, change your clothes, then come and sit and listen. There's the appropriate thing. So only online class, we're not going in person. So that attitude many people have this. Sometimes I put the legs also on the top of the sofa or somewhere. They listen sometimes. So Shastra listening means whether others are seeing or not, we must have our own respect for Shastra. It's very important because this is something which I see in other people, you know, outside India. In India, anyway, people have great reverence for the Shastram. So they will, they know how to listen and listen to the Shastram. So here, people who listen to the Shastram also must have great reverence. Means, what about the person who recites the mantras and makes others listen? And also he unfolds the meanings of the mantras. Such a person must be clean himself. He must have genuine Shraddha, you must be clean. So, prayataha means shuchihi bhutva, having cleansed himself, isn't it? Shuchihi bhutva, which means not only he takes shower and he wears clean clothes and all that, wearing clean clothes after having shower with Shraddha, bowing to the text, then he starts. So, all these are implied by this word shuchihi bhutva, prayataha. It means he also must be thoughtfully living a life of dharma. Not simply preaching, isn't it? Suchihi bhutva means living a clean life and also having cleansed himself. Shraddhaka leva, also at the time of shraddham. So shraddham, the ancestral worship, for the worship, the ritual specifically done every month is called Masiki Thitihi. And once in a year it is performed, it's called Varshiki Thitihi. Very important. Shraddham is very, very important ritual performed for the ancestors. So Shraddhakaleva Shavayet. Okay. Bhunjananam Tachraddham. Bhunjana means what? Bhunjanam, eating. Which means, when the brahmanas who come and perform the ritual, when they are eating, so in the assembly of brahmanas, And also when they are eating also, when they come and do the ritual and they are eating, when they are eating at the time of their eating also, Shavayet, whoever, make other people listen to this recitation of these mantras, the unfoldment of or unfoldment of the meanings, then what does it do? It says Tat Shraddham Ha Asya Anantyaya. Tat Shraddham means Tat Shraddham. Tat Shraddham. Again, Tat Shraddham, then Tat Shraddham, Tat Shraddham. That particular Shraddham also. Asya Anantyaya. Anantyaya means what? Anantaphalaya. Anantyaya is equal to Anantaphalaya Kalpate. Kalpate means Sampadyate. So Sampadyate means what? It results in the accomplishment of. It contributes for the attainment of the infinite benefit. Even that Shraddham contributes for the attainment of infinite benefit. When the Shraddham is performed, and then at the time of Shraddham, if these mantras are recited, when the Brahmanas are eating, then also it contributes for the accomplishment of the infinite benefit. Okay. Dvirvachanam adhyaya parisamaptyartham. Now all of you know this secret. So hereafter, he at least hereafter, see the on the day, if you remember the tithi, every year, every month also will be nice. Nothing wrong. Every month also, that particular tithi, Shukla Paksha, suppose Shukla Paksha Dashami, it means every Shukla Paksha Dashami also, suppose somebody passed away on Shukla Paksha Dashami, then every Shukla Paksha Dashami also, you can do it at home. Nothing wrong. It does simply reciting the mantras, even if you do not, if you can sit and read this Upanishad also, understand the meanings also. Whether making others understand or not, at least if you read it also, it's good. And open, okay, you don't get Brahmanas coming and eating in this house and you can't make them listen. If you read it also, it's good. Again, not only Shravayati, Swayam Shrunoti Patati Cha. We can add that. Something nice about it. Tat Shraddham Ha Asya Anantyaya Anantaphalaya Kalpate Sampadyate. Okay, now Durvachanam. Durvachanam means Dvirvachanam means twice utterance. Durvacham, twice utterance. See, tada anantyaya kalpate, tada anantyaya kalpate iti. The same sentence is repeated twice. Repeated. Therefore, Upanishad says here, Shankar Bhagavatpada makes it very clear. Adhyaya parisamaptyartham. So repetition of the same sentence is for the concluding of the, for indicating the conclusion of the chapter. Ending of the chapter. Adhyaya parisamaptyartham dvirvachanam. With this, the first chapter is completed. We'll see one more next page also. Iti Shrimat Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Govinda Bhagavat Pujya Pada Sishya Shrimad Acharya Shri Shankar Bhagavatah Kritau Kathopanishad Bhashye Prathamadhyaye Tritiyavalli Bhashyam Samaptam. So here ends the commentary on the third section in the first chapter of Kathopanishad. In the commentary upon Kathopanishad, first chapter, the commentary on the third section is completed, concluded. And the commentary of Adishankara Bhagavatpada, the disciple of the great Acharya, Govinda Bhagavat பகவத் பூஜ்ய பாதகா. சி பகவத் பௌஜ்ய பாத, ஆல் தீஸ் ஆர் எக்ஸ்பிரஷன்ஸ் ஆஃப் ட்ரெமெண்டஸ் ரெவரன்ஸ் ஃபார் ஆச்சாரியர்ஸ். சிம் கோவிந்த கோவிந்த பாத ஆச்சாரியர்ஸ் மீன் ஆஃப் பட் ஸ்டில் கோவிந்த பகவத் பூஜ்ய பாத, ஆல் தீஸ் வேர்ட்ஸ் ஆர் ஆடட் ஜஸ்ட் டு எக்ஸ்பிரஸ் அவர் கிரேட் ரெவரன்ஸ் ஃபார் தி ஆச்சாரியர்ஸ். இஸ் இட் கிளியர்? வித் திஸ் திஸ் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் சாப்டர் இஸ் ஓவர். நவ் என்டரிங் இன்டு செகண்ட் சாப்டர். So, Dvitiya Adhyayaha, well, before we go to the second chapter, as I told you, let us read. That is why in the very beginning itself, I used to make you chant mantras every day. Do you remember that? Initially, I was making you read every day, every class, the chant the mantras to make it a habit so that you effortlessly you'll be able to memorize these mantras. And then, but for, so far, I think sometime these recent classes I stopped doing chanting because of the time. Just to save time, we stopped chanting. So let us chant once all the mantras before we enter into the next chapter. Ushan Havai Vajashravasas Sarva Vedasandadau தஸ்யஹ நசிகேதானாம புத்ர ஆஸ தகும்ஹ குமாரம் சந்தம் தக்ஷிணாசு நீயமானாசு ஸ்ரத்தா விவேஷ சோமன்யத பீதோதகா ஜக்தத்ருணாஹ துக்ததோஹா நிரிந்த்ரியாஹ அனந்தானாம தே லோகாஹ தான் ச கச்சதி சா தா ததத் சஹோவாச்ச பிதரம் தத கஸ்மை மாம் தாஸ்யதீதி த்விதீயம் த்ருதீயம் தகும் ஹோவாச்ச மிருத்யவே த்வா ததாமீதி பஹூநாமேத்மி பிரதமோ பஹூநாமேமி மத்யமஹ கிம் ஸ்விதத்யமஸ்ய கர்த்தவ்யம் யன்மயாத்ய கரிஷ்யதி அனுபஷ்ய யதா பூர்வே பிரதிபஷ்ய ததா பரே சஸ்யமிவ மர்த்யஃ பச்யதே சஸ்யமிவா ஜாயதே புனஹ வைஷ்வானரஃ ப்ரவிஷதி அதிதிர் ப்ராஹ்மணோ க்ருஹான் தஸ்யேதாம் சாந்திம் குர்வந்தி ஹரவைவஸ்வதோதகம் ஆஷா ப்ரதீக்ஷே சங்கதம் சூன்ருதாஞ்ச இஷ்டாபூர்த்தே புத்ர பசூம்ச்ச சர்வான் ஏதத்வ்ருங்க்தே புருஷஸ்யால்பமேதசஹ யஸ்யானஷ்னன் வசதி ப்ராஹ்மணோ க்ருஹே திஸ்ரோ ராத்ரீர் யதவாத்ஸீர் க்ருஹே மே அனஷ்ணன் பிரம்மன் அதிதர் நமஸ்யஹ நமஸ்தேஸ்து பிரம்மன் ஸ்வஸ்திர் மேஸ்து தஸ்மாத் பிரதி த்ரீன் வரான் விரணேஷ்வ சாந்த சங்கல்ப சுமனா யதா ஸ்யாத் வீதமன்யுர் கௌதமோ மாபிமிருத்யோ தத் பிரசிருஷ்டம் மாபிவதேத் பிரதீதஹ ஏதத் த்ரயாணாம் பிரதமம் வரம் விருணே யதா புரஸ்தாத் பவிதா ப்ரதீதஹ ஔத்தால கிராருணர்மத் ப்ரஸ்ருஷ்டஹ சுகம் ராத்ரி சைதா வீதமன்யுஹ த்வாம் ததிருஷிவான் மிருத்யுமுகாத் ப்ரமுக்தம் ஸ்வர்கே லோகே நபயம் கிஞ்ச நாஸ்தி நதத்ரத்வம் நஜரயா பிபேதி உபே தீர்த்வாசனாயா பிபாசே சோகாதிகோ மோதத்தே ஸ்வர்கலோகே சத்வமக்னிம் ஸ்வர்க்ய மத்யேஷி மிருத்யோ சத்வமக்னிம் ஸ்வர்க்ய மத்யேஷி மிருத்யோ ப்ரப்ரூஹி த்வம் ஷத்ததானாய மஹ்யம் ஸ்வர்கலோகா அமிர்தத்வம் பஜந்தே ஏதத்வித்தீயேன வ்ருணே வரேண ப்ரதே ப்ரவீமி ததுமே நிபோத ஸ்வர்க்யமக்னிம் நசிகேதஃ ப்ரஜானன் அனந்தலோகாப்திமதோ ப்ரதிஷ்டாம் வித்தித்வமேதம் நிஹிதம் குஹாயாம் லோகாதிமக்னிம் தமுவாச்ச தஸ்மை யா இஷ்டகா யாவதீர்வா யதாவா சச்சாபி தத் ப்ரத்யவதத் யதோக்தமதாஸ்ய மிருத்யுஃ புனரேவாஹ துஷ்டஹ தமப்ரவீத் பிரியமானோ மகாத்மா वरं तवेहाद्य ददामि भूयः तवैव नाम्ना भवितायमग्निशृङ्खां चेमामनेकरूपां गृहाण त्रिणाचिकेतस्त्रिभिरेत्यसन्धिं त्रिकर्मकृत् तरति जन्म मृत्यु ब्रह्मजज्ञं देवमेड्यं विदित्वा निचाये मां शान्तिम् अत्यन्तमेति त्रिनाचिकेतस्त्रयमेतद्विदित्वा ययेवं विद्वांश्चिनुते नाचिकेतम् समृत्युपाशान् पुरतः प्रणोद्य शोकातिगो मोदते स्वर्गलोके एष तेऽग्निर्नचिकेतस्वर्ग स्वर्ग्यः यमवृणुयिता द्वितीयेन वरेण एतमग्निम् तवैव प्रवक्ष्यन्ति जना सह तृतीयम् वरम् नचिकेतो वृणीष्व येयम् प्रेते विचिकित्सामनुष्ये अस्तीत्येके नायमस्तीति चैके एतद्विद्याम् अनुशिष्टस्त्वयाहम् वराणामेष वरस्तृतीयः देवैरत्रापि विचिकित्सितम् पुरा न हि सुविज्ञेयमनुरेष धर्मः अन्यम् वरम् नचिकेतो वृणीष्व मामोपरोत्सीरति मा सृजैनम् देवैरत्रापि विचिकित्सितम् किल त्वम् च मृत्यो यन्न सुज्ञेयमाथ वक्ता चास्य त्वादृगन्यो न लभ्यः नान्यो वरस्तुल्य एतस्य कश्चित् शतायुषः पुत्रपौत्रान् वृणीष्व बहून् पशून् हस्तिन हस्तिहिरण्यम् हस्तिहिरण्यमश्वान् भूमेर्महदायतनम् वृणीष्व स्वयम् च जीव शरदो यावदिच्छसि एतत्तुल्यम् यदि मन्यसे वरम् वृणीष्व वित्तम् चिरजीविकाम् च महाभूमौ नचिकेतस्त्वमेधि कामानाम् त्वा कामभाजम् करोमि ये ये कामा दुर्लभामर्त्यलोके सर्वान् कामांश्चन्दतः प्रार्थयस्व इमा रामा सरथा सतूर्या न हीदृशा लम्भनीया मनुष्यैः आभिर्मत्प्रथाभिः परिचारयस्व नचिकेतो मरणम् मानुप्राक्षीः शोभावामर्त्यस्येदन्तकैतत् सर्वेन्द्रियाणाम् जरयन्ति तेजः अपि सर्वम् जीवितमल्पमेव तवैव वाहा स्तव नृत्यगीते न वित्तेन तर्पणीयो मनुष्यः लप्स्यामहे वित्तमद्राक्ष्मचेत्त्वा जीविष्यामो यावदीशिष्यसि त्वम् वरस्तु मे वरणीयस एव अजीर्यतामृतानामुपेत्य जीर्यन्मर्त्यः क्वदस्थः प्रजानन् अभिध्यायन् वर्णरतिप्रमोदान् अतिदीर्घे जीविते कोरमेत यस्मिन्निदम् विचिकित्सन्ति मृत्यो यत्साम्पराये महति ब्रूहिणस्तत् योऽयम् वरो गूढमनुप्रविष्टः नान्यम् तस्मान्नचिकेता वृणीते नौ सेकेण्ड् वल्ली अन्यच्छ्रेयोऽन्यदुतैव प्रेयः ते उभे नानार्थे पुरुषंसि नीतः तयो श्रेय आददानस्य साधु भवति हीयतेऽर्थाद्य उप्रेयो वृणीते श्रेयश्च प्रेयश्च मनुष्यमेतः तौ सम्परीत्य विनक्तिधीरः श्रेयो हि धीरोऽभिप्रेयसो वृणीते प्रेयो मन्दो योगक्षेमाद्वृणीते सत्त्वम् प्रियान् प्रियरूपांश्च कामान् अभिध्यायन्नचिकेतोऽत्यस्राक्षीः नैताम् शृङ्काम् वित्तमयीमवाप्तः यस्यामज्जन्ति बहवो मनुष्याः दूरमेते विपरीते विशोची अविद्याया च विद्येति ज्ञाता विद्याभिप्सिनम् नचिकेतसम् मन्ये न त्वा कामा बहवो लोलुपन्त अविद्यायामन्तरे वर्तमानाः स्वयम् धीराः पण्डितम् मन्यमानाः दन्द्रम्यमाणाः पर्यन्ति मूढाः அந்தேனைவ நியமானாய தாந்தாஹ நசாம்பராய பிரதிபாதி பாலம் பிரமாத்யந்தம் வித்தமோஹேன மூடம் அயன்லோகோ நாஸ்தி பர இதி மானி புனஹ புனர்வசமாபத்யதேமே அயன்லோகோ நாஸ்தி பர இதி மானி புனர்புனர்வசமாபத்யதேஸ்ம சவணாயாபி பஹுபிர் யோ ந லப்யஹ ஷுண்வந்தோபி பகவோயன்ன வித்யுஹ் ஆச்சரியோ வக்தா குஷலோஸ்ய லப்தா ஆச்சரியோ ஜ்ஞாதா குஷலானுசிஷ்டஹ ந நரேணா வரேண ப்ரோக்த ஏஷஹ சுவிஜ்ஞேயோ பஹுதா சிந்த்யமானஹ அனன்ய ப்ரோக்தே கதிரத்ர நாஸ்தி அனீயான் ஹ்யதர்க்யமனும ப்ரமாணாத் நைஷா தர்க்கேண மதிராபனேயா ப்ரோக்தான்யேனைவ சுஜ்ஞானாய ப்ரேஷ்ட யாம் த்வமாபசத்ய த்ருதிர்பதாசி த்வாத்ருங்னோ பூயான் நசிகேத ஜானாம்யஹம் சேவதிரித்ய நித்யம் நஹ்யத்ருவை ப்ராப்யதே ஹி த்ருவம் தத் ததோ மயா நாசிகேதஸ்சிதோக்னிஹி அனித்யைர் திரவ்யை ப்ராப்தவானசி ப்ராப்தவானஸ்மி நித்யம் காமஸ்யாப்திம் ஜகத பிரதிஷ்டாம் க்ரதோரணந்த்யம் அபயஸ்ய பாரம் ஸ்தோம மகதுருகாயம் பிரதிஷ்டாம் திருஷ்ட்வா த்ருத்யா தீரோ நசிகேதோத்யஸ்ராக்ஷீஹி தம் துர்தர்ஷம் கூடமனு பிரவிஷ்டம் குஹாஹிதம் கஹ்வரேஷ்டம் புராணம் அத்யாத்மயோகாதிகமேன தேவம் மத்வா தீரோ ஹர்ஷசோகௌ ஜஹாதி ஏதச்ருத்வா சம்பரிக்ருஹ்ய மர்த்ய ப்ரவ்ருஹ்ய தர்மியமனு தர்மியமனுமேதமாப்ய சமோதத்தே மோதனீயம் ஹி லப்த்வா விவ்ருதம் சத்ம நசிகேத சம்மன்யே அந்யத்ர தர்மாத் அந்யத்ரா தர்மாத் அந்யத்ராஸ்மாத் க்ருதா க்ருதாத் அந்யத்ர பூதாச்ச பவ்யாச்ச யத்தத் பஷ்யசி தத்வத சர்வே வேதா யத் பதமாமனந்தி தபாம்சி சர்வாணி ச யத்வதந்தி யதிச்சந்தோ ப்ரஹ்மச்சரியஞ்சரந்தி தத்தே பதம் சங்கிரஹேண ப்ரவீம்யோமித்தேதத் ஏதத்யேவாக்ஷரம் ப்ரஹ்ம ஏதத்யேவாக்ஷரம் பரம் ஏதத்யேவாக்ஷரம் ஜ்ஞாத்வா யோ யதிச்சதி தஸ்ய தத் ஏததாலம்பனம் ஸ்ரேஷ்டம் ஏததாலம்பனம் பரம் ஏததாலம்பனம் ஜ்ஞாத்வா ப்ரஹ்மலோகே மஹீயதே ந ஜாயதே ம்ரியதே வா விபஸ்சித் நாயங்குதஸ்சின்ன பபூவ கஸ்சித் அஜோ நித்ய சாஸ்வதோயம் புராணஹ நஹன்யதே ஹன்யமானே ஷரீரே ஹந்தாச்சேன் மன்யதே ஹந்தும் ஹதஸ்சேன் மன்யதே ஹதம் உபௌ தௌ ந விஜானீதஹ நாயம் ஹந்தி நஹன்யதே அனூரணீயான் மஹதோ மஹீயான் ஆத்மாஸ்ய ஜந்தோ நிஹிதோ நிஹதோ நிஹிதோ குஹாயாம் தமக்ரதுஃ பஷ்யதி வீதசோகஹ தாது ப்ரஸாதான் மஹிமானமாத்மனஹ ஆசீனோ தூரம் வ்ரஜதி ஷயானோ யாதி ஸர்வதஃ கஸ்தம் மதாமதம் தேவம் மதன்யோ ஜ்ஞாதுமர்ஹதி அஷரீரம் ஷரீரேஷு அனவஸ்தேஷ்வவஸ்திதம் மகாந்தம் விபுமாத்மானம் மத்வா தீரோ ந சோசதி நாயமாத்மா ப்ரவசனேன லப்யஹ ந மேதயா ந பஹுநாசுதேன யமே வைஷ வ்ருணுதே தேன லப்யஹ தஸ்யேஷ ஆத்மா வ்ருணுதே தனும் ஸ்வாம் நாவிரதோ துஷ்சரிதாத் நாசாந்தோ நாசமாஹிதஹ நாசாந்தமானசோ வாபி ப்ரஜ்ஞானைனமாப்னுயாத் ப்ரஜ்ஞானேனைனமாப்னுயாத் ப்ரஜ்ஞானேனைனமாப்னுயாத் யஸ்ய ப்ரஹ்ம சக்ஷத்ரஞ்ச உபே பவத ஓதனஹ மிருத்யுர்யஸ்யோபசேசனம் ತೃತೀಯಾವಲ್ಲಿ ಋತಂ ಪಿಬಂತೌ ಸುಕೃತಸ್ಯ ಲೋಕೇ ಗುಹಾಂ ಪ್ರವಿಷ್ಟೌ ಪರಮೇ ಪರಾರ್ಧೇ ಛಾಯಾ ತಪೋ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮವಿದೋ ವದಂತಿ ಪಂಚಾಗ್ನಯೋ ಯೇ ಚ ತ್ರಿನಾಚಿಕೇತಾಃ ಯಸ್ಸೇತುರಿ ಜಾನಾನಾಂ ಅಕ್ಷರಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ತತ್ಪರ ಯತ್ಪರಂ ಅಭಯಂ ತಿತೀರ್ಷತಾಂ ಪಾರಂ ನಾಚಿಕೇತಂ ಶಕೇಮಹಿ ಆತ್ಮಾನಂ ರಥಿನಂ ವಿದ್ಧಿ ಶರೀರಂ ರಥಮೇವತು ಬುದ್ಧಿಂ ತು ಸಾರಥಿಂ ವಿದ್ಧಿ ಮನಃ ಪ್ರಗ್ರಹಮೇವ ಚ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯಾಣಿ ಹಯಾನಾಹುಃ ವಿಷಯಾಂಸ್ತೇಷು ಗೋಚರಾನ್ ಆತ್ಮೇಂದ್ರಿಯ ಮನೋಯುಕ್ತಂ ಅಭೋಕ್ತೇತ್ಯಾಹುರಮಿ ಅಭೋಕ್ತೇತ್ಯಾಹುರ್ಮನೀಷಿಣಃ ಯಸ್ತ್ವವಿಜ್ಞವಾನ್ ಭವತಿ ಯುಕ್ತೇನ ಮನಸಾ ಸದಾ ತಸ್ಯೇಂದ್ರಿಯಾಣ್ಯವಶ್ಯಾನಿ ದುಷ್ಟಾಶ್ಚ ದುಷ್ಟಾಶ್ವಾ ಇವ ಸಾರಥೇಹ ಯಸ್ತು ವಿಜ್ಞಾನವಾನ್ ಭವತಿ ಯುಕ್ತೇನ ಮನಸಾ ಸದಾ ತಸ್ಯೇಂದ್ರಿಯಾಣಿ ವಶ್ಯಾನಿ ಹದಶ್ವಾ ಇವ ಸಾರಥೇಹ ಯಸ್ತ್ವವಿಜ್ಞಾನವಾನ್ ಭವತಿ ಅಮನಸ್ಕ ಸದಾ ಶುಚಿ ನ ಸ ತತ್ಪದಮಾಪ್ನೋತಿ ಸಂಸಾರಂಚಾಧಿಗಚ್ಛತಿ ಯಸ್ತು ವಿಜ್ಞಾನವಾನ್ ಭವತಿ ಸಮನಸ್ಕ ಸದಾ ಶುಚಿ ಹತು ತತ್ಪದಮಾಪ್ನೋತಿ ಯಸ್ಮಾತ್ ಭೂಯೋ ನ ಜಾಯತೆ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನ ಸಾರಥಿರ್ಯಸ್ತು ಮನಃ ಪ್ರಗ್ರಹವಾನ್ ನರಃ ಸೋಧ್ವನಃ ಪಾರಮಾಪ್ನೋತಿ ತದ್ವಿಷ್ಣೋಃ ಪರಮಂ ಪದಂ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯೇಭ್ಯಃ ಪರಾ ಹ್ಯರ್ಥ ಅರ್ಥೇಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಪರಂ ಮನಃ ಮನಸಸ್ತು ಪರಾ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಬುದ್ಧೇರಾತ್ಮ ಮಹಾನ್ ಪರಃ ಮಹತಃ ಪರಮವ್ಯಕ್ತಂ ಅವ್ಯಕ್ತಾತ್ ಪುರುಷಃ ಪರಃ ಪುರುಷಾನ್ನ ಪರಂ ಕಿಂಚಿತ್ ಸಾ ಕಾಷ್ಠಾ ಸಾ ಪರಾ ಗತಿಃ ಯೇಷ ಸರ್ವೇಷು ಭೂತೇಷು ಗೂಢೋತ್ಮನ ಪ್ರಕಾಶತೆ ದೃಶ್ಯತೆ ತ್ವಗ್ರ್ಯಯಾ ಬುದ್ಧ್ಯಾ ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮಯಾ ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮದರ್ಶಿಭಿಃ ಯಚ್ಛೇದ್ವಾಂಗ್ಮನಸಿ ಪ್ರಾಜ್ಞಃ ತದ್ಯಚ್ಛೇದ್ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಆತ್ಮನಿ ಜ್ಞಾನಮಾತ್ಮನಿ ಮಹತಿ ನಿಯಚ್ಛೇತ್ ತದ್ಯಚ್ಛೇಚ್ಛಾಂತ ಆತ್ಮನಿ ಉತ್ತಿಷ್ಠತ ಜಾಗ್ರತ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ಯವರಾನ್ ನಿಬೋಧತ ಕ್ಷುರಸ್ಯ ಧಾರಾ ನಿಶಿತಾ ದುರತ್ಯಯ ದುರ್ಗಂ ಪಥಸ್ತತ್ ಕವಯೋ ವದಂತಿ ಅಶಬ್ದಮಸ್ಪರ್ಶಮರೂಪಮವ್ಯಯಂ ತಥಾರಸಂ ನಿತ್ಯಮಗಂಧವಚ್ಚಯತ್ ಅನಾದ್ಯನಂತಂ ಮಹತಃ ಪರಂ ಧ್ರುವಂ ನಿಚಾಯತನ್ ಮೃತ್ಯುಮುಖಾತ್ ಪ್ರಮುಚ್ಯತೆ ನಾಚಿಕೇತಮುಪಾಖ್ಯಾನಂ ಮೃತ್ಯು ಪ್ರೋಕ್ತಂ ಸನಾತನಂ ಉಕ್ತ್ವಾ ಶ್ರುತ್ವಾ ಚ ಮೇಧಾವಿ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಲೋಕೇ ಮಹೀಯತೆ ಐಮಂ ಪರಮಂ ಗುಹ್ಯಂ ಶ್ರಾವಯೇದ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಸಂಸದಿ ಪ್ರಯತ್ನ ಶ್ರಾದ್ದ ಕಾಲೇವ ತದಾನಂತ್ಯಾಯ ಕಲ್ಪತೆ ತದಾನಂತ್ಯಾಯ ಕಲ್ಪತ ಇತಿ. ಒನ್ಸ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಹರ್ಡ್ ಇನಿಷಿಯಲಿ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ರೆಗ್ಯುಲರ್ಲಿ ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಐ ಥಿಂಕ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಚಾಂಟಿಂಗ್ ರೆಗ್ಯುಲರ್ಲಿ ದೆನ್ ವಿ ಸ್ಟಾಪ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಟೈಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಐ ಥಾಟ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಆಲ್ ಬಿ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟಿಸಿಂಗ್ ಯೋರ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಎನಿವೇ ಸೊ ಲೆಟ್ ಅಸ್ ಮೂವ್ ಆನ್ ಟು ದಿ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ The Sampradaya is there, so I wanted you to listen once. And I'm sure you all have learnt it yourself correctly. Om Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.